Go Loud.
Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice. This is a bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, and the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for the seasons to change.
I'm so invested in my autumn wardrobe now. I love it.
Same.
I took a picture of all my knitwear and all in my wardrobe.
Oh,
I just have it all set up, and there's more to come. Buzzing.
Love a knitwear.
But whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses, the perfect fit in jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
Do you know what I love about Pennies? Yeah. The tights. Love tights. Socks. Like,
nothing
so
better
good.
Than putting a fresh pair of socks on.
Yeah.
It's just such a nice inside cozy feel.
If you're doing tights, do you do tights, no socks? Like, so say you're wearing a pair of boots and tights. Do you do socks? You do socks over your tights?
Yeah.
I've seen people put their knickers on after their tights.
What?
Keep your tights up so your tights aren't falling down.
What's the point of wearing a knicker then?
Keep them up.
No, that was so uncomfortable. That cannot be good for anyone's.
Yeah, but I know some people either do socks before tights or socks after tights.
Oh, I always do after.
After.
Yeah.
I'm after.
I like the feeling of tight on my foot. Like,
yeah.
Then just a little sock to... Because tights can get sweaty, I feel.
Yeah.
They can get like... It's just the material of it, isn't it? Like, it's just... Anyway, I got to see the burgundy jumper.
Yeah.
So cozy.
Where are you finding all these? Tala?
Tala?
I need to go to Tala.
Yeah, it's the best one. I think. Head to Pennies today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples. So Rant of the Week is where we get to give out what something that's happened to us, something that we're annoyed about, something that makes no sense, a first world problem, or anything really.
Usually we're confused about or
something we're confused.
Moan about.
Yeah. Mine was driving related this time, actually.
Oh.
I was always usually driving. I was driving to... Mullingar, and it was pissing rain, and you know,
oh, yeah.
There has to be a setting on your wipers that goes quicker than quick, because I couldn't see half the time.
The quickest one isn't
whenever
quick
it's
enough.
Quicker, it's the whole window just be gone again when it's really heavy rain.
Mm.
But there was a guy behind me, I didn't even realize having music on, was playing like up my hull, and I was just doing the speed limit, I wasn't doing no more, no less, and up my hull, and then I couldn't move because there was a guy right beside me in the other lane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you expect me to do? And then he goes to the other lane, starts beeping the guy in front of him. In this pissing rain, people are concentrated, people are scared. I was nervous. I was trembling. And just like beeps all the way through. And then he had one of them rev engines.
Oh,
yeah. Ick. And I was like, yeah, it makes sense why you would have
ick.
That. But yeah, it's just rude. Like,
apparently,
I thought that was mean. And I was like, I'm already scared on this road. And you made me nervous.
I'm more scared.
Yeah.
Apparently, you're not meant to like drive side by side on someone on the road. Like, so say you're
it
on
wasn't
the,
exactly side by side. He was like, I could see him. He was in, if I had looked, I'd seen him like,
yeah,
fine spot. But
you wouldn't have been able
you're
to
not,
get out.
You shouldn't really, yeah.
I find it kind of awkward if somebody drives the same speed as me, like on the road. Like,
I
if you're on the
M50. Like, I always notice it. I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. And then they speed up. I'm like, were you just having a look?
I think it's mad weird. Someone goes exactly the same speed.
Yeah.
I'm like, go away.
What are you staring at? Like, yeah. No.
It's weird.
It scares me.
No, but driving in the rain is terrifying.
It is scary.
We've learned on the pod, you don't like driving in the fog.
Don't like driving in any weather conditions.
No.
Or lol.
Other than dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scary. Like.
Yeah, no, it is. I hate that when it's pelting down rain and your wipers can't even
catch up.
Yeah, get rid of
and
what's
in front
of you.
I was like, if there's a car in front of you right now, I don't know. Because And then there was trucks and they made loads of splashes.
True.
I remember one time someone braked in front of me and I couldn't see for about 5 seconds straight. There was just
scared.
Water on my thing and I was like, oh my God, it's so scary. Brake and pray.
That happened me down in, was it Kerry or something? Where was I? Years ago. Is Tarbert in Kerry? Does anybody know? Yeah, Tarbert's in Kerry. Yeah. I was down in Tarbert years ago as a child and I think was my mum driving by like the coast or something and the waves came in and splashed on top of the car. So scary.
You couldn't see one thing.
Nah, scary.
No,
scary.
That is terrifying.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Anything like that is terrifying. Or wind, and you feel the car going.
Oh yeah, shaking
yeah.
A little bit.
Or like pushing you to the sides.
That's good.
Pretty scary. That's my rant. Anyway, people need to be more careful.
Yeah, more sensible.
How much quicker did he get to his location than me? Probably 2 minutes.
Or I love when someone's baiting up your hole, and then they end up at the traffic light in front of you.
Like,
come on. Yeah.
Or they're
did
like,
you really get
or
further?
A queue of traffic. Like, what? Yeah. We're trying to get one car in front.
Yeah.
Nothing's worth not being like. Sensible for on the road, I think, because it's so easy for something to happen.
Arrive alive.
Yes. Yeah.
My rant of the week is getting prescriptions in the doctors is the most confusing thing in the whole entire world.
And scary.
Repeat prescriptions.
Oh, the
so I had to ring for a repeat prescription yesterday.
Yeah.
The doctor says one thing to you on the phone. So that'll be ready in the pharmacy for you to collect. La la la. I'm like, all right, okay. Didn't collect it yesterday. So I rang the pharmacy this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an option to like check if your prescription's ready.
Yeah.
So I clicked that. Is my prescription ready? It was sent yesterday. But then the pharmacy says to you, no, you have to ring and order it. What do you mean I have to ring and order? Was it not sent? Do you know what I mean? Like, so even if a doctor sends a prescription for you to the pharmacy, you still then have to ring and say, I want to order that prescription that the doctor sent you. Like, what?
I don't know. Because
I feel like a burden then when you nearly feel like you're annoying them when you ring. You're like, all right, well, can I get that?
I've only ever had the slip and you give it to them and then they make it for you. But they make it for you down there. You don't have to order it in. Like,
oh, you have to ring again and order it in. I don't get it.
Make sure they have it. Like,
well, I don't know what it's for.
Get it?
Like, I've collected it today, but like, I don't get it.
It's very confusing.
They say, no, you have to still ring and order it. But did the doctor not order it for me?
Yeah, did he not send the bill? Maybe he meant he sent the details, but you have to go in and confirm.
See, like, oh, I'm only a girl. Like, I can't do well that.
I know.
Sorry.
That's a blue job.
Literally. That is a major blue job. So confusing.
So scary going to the doctor's. I'm trying to get an appointment is like winning the lotto.
Oh.
Better chance.
It's hectic.
It's since COVID. I don't know, everyone's sick all the time now or something.
But why is it so hard? Is there a shortage of doctors?
But you wouldn't have mind ever ring up and it's like, yeah, we'll have an appointment next week. I'm like, like, if it's something urgent.
I think if you tell them.
One time I just showed up and I was like,
I need an appointment.
It was when I smacked my nose that time.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, ow.
Yeah, if you just show up, do they have to see you then?
If it's something, yeah. If you were really concerned, I'd say.
Okay.
Or like, I remember I showed up crying one time.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, please see me.
Please help me.
So it's possible, yeah.
But yeah, there's probably a very valid explanation. I just am highly confused and I feel like a burden and I don't like making phone calls.
Yeah.
Hate ringing anyone.
So now, did you order now?
I don't know.
Oh.
We'll find out.
I just put it into a little bag for you.
I'd
love to know
it.
What's behind the scenes in a pharmacy. Like,
they all just look really stressed.
Do you think?
All the time, yeah.
Really?
I always
just do weighing out the pills and all.
I just always feel like I'm annoying them when I go out and all. Like, I'm really sorry to be back here again.
I know.
I need it for my health. If that's okay. You know?
I know. There's so many jobs like that I feel like I'm annoying people.
Yeah.
By living.
Or when you go in and you have to ask for something like, and there's a big queue behind you, yeah.
I know.
Like hemorrhoid cream, that's mortifying to ask for. I just show it on my phone. I go.
And did they say it? Like, oh, yes, hemorrhoids.
Oh, yeah. Anasol. Would you like the huge cream? Would you like suppositories or the cream? You're like, fuck
off. Is your bum itchy today or sore?
Tell the whole shop your symptoms, quick.
It's mortifying.
Is it hemorrhoid? It's rat. No, it's like a. I actually don't know what it is.
Can you feel hemorrhoids?
But it is not comfortable. I will tell you that much. Hot girls get hemorrhoids.
And eat your fibre.
Oh yeah, eat your fibre, guys.
Please, God.
Okay.
Hot girls have bum or stomach issues. It's the only logical explanation. If you agree with either of our rants, if you also have any driving or hemorrhoid issues, you let us know. We can email homeydrink@goloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram @homeydrinkpod. We're going to move on to If I Was You. This is where we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence. We can't give maybes or ifs or buts, etc. We have to tell you exactly how we'd feel about your dilemma.
Like tough love.
Tough love. All these are sent into our email address, which is homeydrink@goloudnow.com. That's the only way we take them, and they're all anonymous, so we don't actually know anyone's names ever who sends them in. Mm-hmm. So this is today's If I Was You. Hey birds, first time to write in, but something has been bugging me and I'd really love to hear different opinions on this. I'm with my boyfriend for a couple of years. I caught him on OnlyFans on 3 separate occasions in 3 years. During COVID, he was also paying for these women. He has not done it since our last conversation and deleted everything OnlyFans related the last time I caught him. But he's chosen to fill the gap with looking people up on Instagram I know from our town and even my sister, which has really bothered me, and he knows this. I confronted him about this and he says he was drunk when it happened, yet he still continues to do it. I know I need to stop feeling insecure and looking at his phone, but it's hard when I don't feel good enough and constantly wonder if he's doing this behind my back when he says he will stop.
What do you mean looking them up? Like just having a nose?
Yeah.
At your sister? Imagine your fella looking at your sister. Ugh. Brother, ugh.
Yeah, literally.
What? Like,
so. I don't want to, I feel like I haven't told any of this in a while, but I would break up with him.
You actually haven't told anyone that in a while.
I haven't told
anyone. There was a phase where that was
where I was like, and
yeah,
peer pressure and everyone to end it. But that is like, that's weighing it up on her now, because she feels insecure. She doesn't feel good enough. Like, you shouldn't be with someone that makes you feel that way. I know it's easier said than done again, but like, that's not a nice way for you to feel forever.
Mm.
That's not really just going to go away.
He's looking up your family members. Yeah. Sorry. Does he fancy your sister?
Yeah.
That's very strange.
And the fact he keeps filling the gap, like if it was an OnlyFans problem, maybe once, or he didn't understand the boundaries, whatever, but like then for it to keep going for two more times, and now it's moved to something else. Like, if you stop that, what else does it move to?
Like, why does the gap have to be filled by someone else?
Yeah.
Why? That would honestly, I completely get where she's coming from. You'd obviously not feel enough.
Crap. Yeah.
The fact that he has to go and fill something with someone else.
With someone else. Mm-hmm.
What, like, is there a void in his life or something? Or like, do you know what I mean? I'd give him a wide berth now. I'd say, be gone.
Yeah. And I think it will be one of them things that's hard at the start because it's not something like suddenly he's done, or like, you don't probably hate him, but I think for yourself in the long run, you will be like a new woman.
Like, that will just chip away at you and chip away at you and chip away at you until one day eventually you're just going to break. And being in a relationship should never make you feel like that.
No.
That you're constantly waiting for the next bad thing to happen.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who wants that? Like,
no. That's tough.
No, he's weird. I don't like that.
Yeah.
No.
I think anyone who makes you feel not good enough or shit, like, that's the person's meant to make you feel the opposite. You're meant to feel
the best.
Uplifted, pretty, like, lovely compliments. Like, if someone is making you feel the opposite and is making you insecure, he's driving you to the point where you feel like you need to go on his phone.
Yeah.
And that feeling probably won't ever go away for you if something has happened like that in the past.
Mm.
So I would say that's more than enough reason to end things. Looking at it from the outside in, it's obviously, like, really hard when you're in it.
Yeah, even if it isn't a definite breakup forever, like, maybe this is why he needs to realise, Jesus, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I know a relationship should never get to that you're going to, like, have to put the fear, not the fear, but like,
someone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you shouldn't have to do that, but like, I feel like it might be the only kind of thing. You've caught my OnlyFans 3 times.
Yeah.
And now you're catching them looking up people you know. It's getting closer and closer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, to you.
And if that gap is taken away from you, he's not on Instagram, whatever, like, it could move on to something else. So I think protect yourself and save yourself before it could eventually, because it's given it going that way potentially.
Definitely.
We hope you're okay, and please send us an update, whatever you choose to do. You can send your dilemmas, first world problem or rants into homeidrink@goloudnow.com. That's our email. So any men problems, family, friends,
whatever,
fashion problems, anything, send them on in. New episodes of Home and Drink Extra Juice come out on Mondays. Our main episodes are on Wednesday. Thanks to Penny for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you so much. Don't forget to check out the collection of autumn essentials available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store right now.
Done.
Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening to this on right now.
That's
talk
us.
To you soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon, birds.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.